Jose, I say, Jose, it's time to wake up.
Buenos días, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Hey, Michael, mi amigo, pay attention, it's Joe time.
So it is. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, du lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the Glee Club.
Olé, olé, it's show time.
Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View podcast. To paraphrase what Sam the American Eagle would say, it's a salute to all things Walt Disney, but mostly Walt Disney World. A former cast member, a longtime lover of the parks, and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, Dave brings you his unique perspective about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please remain quietly seated throughout our tour, and we ask...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is a very special day for me because it is my 50th Dave's Disney View podcast. I can't believe I've already reached the milestone of 50 podcasts, but I'm pretty excited about it, and I wanted to share with you some of the highlights of some of my previous shows. And then in a little while, I'm going to talk about the scavenger hunt that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So first off, talking about the show that I've been able to produce, I've really enjoyed doing this. I'm just an average guy. I have a hobby of just being a Disney fan, and I have a lot to say. I've been to the parks hundreds of times, and I have a lot to say about the parks and a lot of memories and a lot of thoughts, and I thought I should share them with other people, you know, just kind of open up. I used to tell my friends stories, and I wanted to be able to kind of communicate them in a different way. And I always had this longing to be more connected with Disney as a lover of the park and a former cast member. It just always felt like I should have some other connection to it. And so I started this podcast, and it's been great. I mean, the Disney community has been really good. I've really enjoyed interacting with other people from the Disney community, and for the most part, everyone has been great. People have really reached out to me. I've reached out to other people, and it's been a very friendly relationship. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I really hope to continue to nurture that relationship because it's been a lot of fun. Now, I've heard from some of my regular listeners and gotten some good feedback and suggestions, and I like to continue to hear those suggestions and would like to continue to evolve this podcast and do different things and make it more interesting. So please feel free to email me anytime. Now, a little more good news for you. About a month ago, I decided that I needed to expand my presence on the web, so I actually purchased the domain disneypodcast.net. And you'll find my podcast there, and you'll find my blog feed there as well. I have a small blog. I just occasionally post something that's of interest, but mainly it's the podcast. And what I'd like to do is extend sort of this community to be more about Disney podcasts. And so what I want to do, I want to grow this into having a listing of some of the great Disney podcasts that exist on the web. Like I said, it's all about community. It's not about me. I hope you listen to my podcast, and I hope you like it. But I'm not the only one who does something out there. I have a little niche because I'm kind of in that short attention span, and I've got some knowledge, and hopefully people enjoy that. But I hope you enjoy other podcasts as well. So what I'd like to do is collect other podcasts and put them on my list of great Disney podcasts and include them on the DisneyPodcast.net site. I've got some listed there. If you have any suggestions about other ones that could or should be listed, I'm happy to put those there. I've also got some collection of different links to other websites that I think are really pretty good out there. There's some very good websites on Disney out on the internet, and I want to make sure that I give them their due and give some props to them. So I'm happy to add anyone to the list of the sites or the podcast that exists on there. But of course, it's all about me first. So my site has my podcast up at the top, and I will continue to evolve my site and create different things and make changes to it that I think are appropriate and they kind of meet with my vision and hopefully will be useful to you. Now, as I said last week, I do have a YouTube channel now as well as Dave's Disney View, and you can come and find some of the videos that I've created. Come by and say hi. I've got a little short introduction video about who I am, so you can take a look at me and see what I'm all about and kind of get a sense of what I'm doing. I'm going to continue to add videos to that. I've also got a Twitter feed that you can follow, and I've got a Facebook page that I'm kind of working on a little bit. It hasn't really gone anywhere so far, but I have the idea, so we'll get that going. One thing I'd really like to do is make everything a little more interactive. I love hearing from you guys. I like to answer your questions. It's really a labor of love. It's a lot of fun. It gives me some pleasure to be able to help other people to do their Disney planning and to be able to spout all the information I have floating around in my head. My goodness, I have so much stuff in my head. I just want to be able to share it. Now, if you're a new listener to this podcast, I highly encourage you to check out my previous podcasts. I've got 49 other ones out there, and they're a lot of fun. Now, a couple of my favorites, just to kind of share with you where I've been to this point. I did a podcast on how the I'm Going to Disney World got started. You'll enjoy hearing about what the history was on that. I did a four-part series on Horizons that I thought was just so much fun. That was one of my earlier podcasts, and that was really a lot of fun. Horizons is one of my favorite attractions at Disney, or was, I guess, and I really enjoyed kind of talking about it. So I do an overview of the attraction and some of its highlights. I do a ride through, and I got on a guy who documented the ride very thoroughly. A guy named Hoot Gibson, who created Mesa Verde Times. You won't want to miss that podcast. I'm not going to give anything away if you've never heard it. You should go and listen to it because it's really pretty good. I have some park audio from different trips that I've taken. I talk about what it was like to be a cast member in a couple of parts. I occasionally sprinkle that into other podcasts as well, but you can find that kind of specifically in a couple of part series. I talk about some other things outside of Disney, like SAC Theater Sport and its connection to Disney. I've got a little bit about Jim Henson and his connection to Disney. I went camping one weekend and took a little audio from that and have sort of the camping trip consolidated in here for a couple of podcasts. I did an interesting series on something I did in the early 1990s where I went on a quote-unquote quest for food. I went around to, I hoped to go around to every single dining establishment on Disney property and eat there. I didn't make it to all of them, but I did pretty darn well, and I kind of recapped that throughout a series of different podcasts. I had a guy named Brent Pope on who had written an iPhone application about Disney wait times, and Brent and I talked about different things that Disney is doing and the fan community is doing to kind of create hyper-reality and do some more things with iPhone applications and other applications that are really kind of interesting. I've got my own ideas for some applications, so maybe I'll get those out there soon, I hope, and we'll see where that goes. But, you know, it's really kind of neat because there's an interesting opportunity here to create and do something unique. I had an episode where I talked about a scavenger hunt that I did in Disney World and give you some facts about it and give you a link to my scavenger hunt document, so you're welcome to use it at any time if you want to go out and try your own scavenger hunt. I did a couple of part series on the monorail and the way the monorail works, its safety, its features, and all of those things. And then more recently, I did a couple of segments on going solo to Walt Disney World. I've had that question come up many times about what's it like to go solo, and I've done it several times myself, and I think it's a great time, so you might want to listen to that. But kind of the funny part about this is that I did it with a friend. We talked about going solo, because it takes two people to talk about going as a single person. Anyway, I hope you enjoy those. So that's kind of where I am. You know, I try to talk about different things and make it interesting and compelling, and I always welcome your suggestions and feedback, and what would you like to hear? Is there something specific I could do, maybe something different the next time I go to the parks where I could give you some different audio? Or do you just like hearing from the attractions and just catching some of that ride audio? Either way is good by me. So if you'd like to reach out to me and contact me, you can still reach me at the old email address at davesdisneyview@gmail.com, or you're welcome to email me through the new website at dave@disneypodcast.net. So I hope you're able to check out the website, and I hope you enjoy it. Now, that being in order, I'd like to talk about my second part of the podcast, and that's to talk about the event that's coming up, the Great Disney Scavenger Hunt. Now, I probably registered for this about 30 seconds after they opened the registration. I was that excited about going. This was something, as soon as I heard about it, I knew I had to do it. So I'm really looking forward to how it works out. Now, as of the time I recorded this, my team is a little bit in flux. There was going to be four of us. Now it's down to potentially three. So right now it's me, Kurt, who was my guest on the Solo Disney podcast segments. And I hope to have Kurt on future shows. He's got a lot of Disney knowledge as well. And by the way, we finally get that research trip, which I'm totally excited about. And my third is Steve, another longtime Disney fanatic. Now, I had hoped to arrange for some other people to join us. I had on the list my brother, another longtime Disney cast member slash friend of mine who wanted to join. a couple of other guys who are affiliated with other sites. And over time, they've come and gone onto the team, and for the moment, it's just the three of us. I think the timing, because it's on a Thursday and a Friday, and it's right between Easter and Memorial Day, it makes it a little tough to travel there if you're from out of town. But I still have hopes that the three of us will get together. And at the very least, I think it's going to be me and Kurt. And we may pick up a couple of stragglers at the last minute to join our team. But you'll hear more about that on future podcasts. I'm sure there will be at least a couple of podcasts kind of relating back to the scavenger hunt. Now, our team name is the Blathering Blatherskites, which was originally suggested by Steve. Now, I'll admit, I had to take a minute and think about that name. It's a Scottish phrase that essentially means someone who can talk a lot, or more colorfully, someone who has diarrhea of the mouth. Now, I can't think of a more fitting name for a team that I'm the leader of than that. Obviously, I like to talk a lot. So I'm really thankful to him. I take it as a compliment that he came up with that name. I think it's just great. But of course, there's a Disney connection here. In the TV series DuckTales,
solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo!
Uncle Scrooge hires an accountant named Fenton Crackshell. I love the names of DuckTales. They're just the best. Others include Flintheart Glomgold, Gladstone Gander, and so on. But that's kind of beside the point. I mean, Duckburg is just a great place for the name. Now, Crackshell finds an invention by Gyro Gearloose. That's another great name. And it's a suit of armor that's activated by saying the phrase, well, you guessed it, our name. So what's not to love about that? Crackshell becomes Scrooge's bodyguard along the way in the storyline.
Woo-hoo! Now's my chance to borrow this armor to defeat him! Scrooge won't mind. After all, it's the only way I can get his dime back. I'll never figure out how this suit works. Blabbering Blatherskite! Easy, Sean. I didn't mean it.
It's got that great Disney connection, and I really like that. I think it's perfect. Now, the hunt itself will cover all four parks, and we'll have 3 hours per park, except for Epcot, where there's four. And the questions will range anywhere from Disney history to knowledge of Disney and Disney parks to observation. In the Disneyland version of the scavenger hunt, there was a question of what color was Waldorf's jacket. Of course, you had to know that Waldorf is one of the characters in the Muppet Vision. He's one of the two older guys who sits up in the box and heckles from up there, and he's the one with the mustache sitting on the left, and by the way, his jacket would be green. So you have to know some of those things and be able to answer those questions, so you have to kind of organize yourself to be able to move around the park in a timely fashion. I have to imagine that 3 hours is going to go by like, you know, nobody's business. It's going to go by so fast that you won't have any time to stop and think about what you're doing. You just kind of have to react and make sure you're headed in the right direction. So this is going to be a really interesting time. Now, one final thing about the event is that I'm going to be staying at a Disney Vacation Club property. Now, you've heard me talk about Disney Vacation Clubs in the past, that I'm not particularly a fan of, you know, timeshares and how they work. So I'm actually going to be staying at one, thanks courtesy to my friend Kurt, and I'm going to see how it is. So I will let you know what I think afterward. I'll give you some feedback on the whole DVC and what I think about the whole situation there. Maybe I'll have a different opinion of it coming out. Maybe not. We'll see. But at least I'm willing to give it a try. And that is half the battle sometimes. You know, I've had my opinion about it, but let's see what I really think after I actually try it. I will definitely let you know. So that is my show for today. I really am excited about it being my 50th podcast, and I'm really excited about the fact that I'm going off to Disney's Great Scavenger Hunt. I think this is going to be just a tremendously great time. I'm really excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. I've been kind of, you know, brushing up on my Disney trivia. you know, and just kind of trying to recall everything in my head so that I'm prepared for this event. And, you know, this is going to be something really special, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I hope to be able to provide you with some good podcasts in the future about the events. So you can kind of get a sense of what it was like to be there and maybe live a little bit vicariously through me if you weren't able to make it. And if you were able to make it, just drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. You know, after the event, I'd like to hear from different people and kind of get a sense of what it was like from their perspective. So that'd be great. Maybe I can get you on a future podcast to talk about it. So that's it for this week. I hope you go back, you check out my website, disneypodcast.net, and that is my show for this week. I am out. I'll see ya.
Most of the music you're hearing on this podcast is from a friend of the show named Craig Brown. Craig does a number of things in the techno space. You can find Craig's music on myspace.com/soundA as an apple. And my thanks also to Doug over at geekacres.net for his rendition of a Jack Wagner classic. And now we've reached our destination in the 21st century. Yes, I know, it went by so fast. But don't worry, because the future is always in front of us. Thanks for riding with us. Please collect your personal belongings and step onto the moving platform. The platform and your car are moving at equal yet opposite speeds, so watch your head and step. If you have questions, comments, thoughts, concerns, or would just like to ask Dave a question about Disney planning or anything else, send him an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. And now, I gotta be moving along.
He's looking for a little more adventure. I'm heading for a little bit of fun now. He's hoping for a little more excitement. Time to be moving along. It's time to be moving along. Time to be moving along.